I think this week you've surpassed both John Curtin and Scott Morrison for time in office. I think that makes you the longest serving Prime Minister since John Howard. Does your mind start to think about the future? Do you think a little bit about legacy, some of those things that you've described and the way that the Labor government is changing the country?
I want Labor to be the natural party of government because I think that is only the Labor Party represents or tries to represent the majority of Australia's interests, both directly in terms of making sure that people aren't left behind, but also in setting Australia up. The big challenges that we have, how do we deal with the challenge of climate change, but also seize the opportunity that is there from that action? How do we make sure that all Australians can fully participate and have opportunity, open those doors of opportunity? So the gender issues I've just spoken about, free TAFE, the cuts to student debt, the housing measures that we're putting in place, that's all about opportunity as well for Australia. And also how we engage with the world is really important. We live in turbulent times, and some of the norms that were taken for granted, the move towards free trade is not, it has been reversed in some cases. The conflict in the world, a land war in Europe that is ongoing, we can't regard anything as being just certain anymore, but we need to make sure that Australia is well positioned to take advantage of the fact we're in the fastest growing region of the world in human history, that we're, the way that we've engaged, not just with our traditional allies, the United States and the UK, but we've repaired the relationship with China. We've got the treaty with Indonesia I signed just a couple of weeks ago with President Prabowo. We have our first alliance since 1951 with Papua New Guinea, and our relationship with the Pacific Island Forum as well as with ASEAN countries has never, ever been stronger. So that is all important as well. We're not isolated from the world. As much as there is different responses, we still live in an ever globalizing world. You know, new technology is ubiquitous. How do we deal with challenges and opportunities that come from robotics, artificial intelligence, from some of these changes which are there?
Okay, PM, we're nearly out of time. Our traditional last question in the Australian Politics interview is about the private life, the free time that you might have as a MP, as the PM with a very busy job. How do you wind down if you've got a free afternoon, a bit of time at the lodge with Jody? How do you relax? What are your private passions?
Well, I like music, as I think you know. So listening to albums and new music and trying to get some pleasure from that. The occasional show on TV. I quite like shows because I don't have much spare time. I like shows that have like 6 to 8 episodes,
right.
Something like that. Can be good that Jody and I make sure that we have a show going at any one time. It might take us a long while to get through it, but I enjoy walking the dog, Toto, and I enjoy playing tennis. I find nothing's quite as good for mental health as tennis. It's a simple game. You hit the ball over the net, between the lines, and you can't think of anything else while you're playing tennis. You can't be on your mobile phone, and it requires constant attention, unlike a lot of sports, you know, cricket or a range of other sports. There's a lot of downtime in between the action. There's no downtime in tennis. So I still play in the Sydney Bads tennis comp for Marrickville on a Saturday afternoon. There's 14 rounds in the comp. I made, I think, 6 or 7 of them last year.
Not bad.
And that's 3 hours in which, yeah, not taking it too seriously. It's a relatively low grade I play in, but played in good spirit as well. And I find that a really good break. And I've been a member of Marrickville Tennis playing since I was a kid, half court, and then going across to the lawn. And there I'm just elbow. So, yeah, everyone has a beer afterwards and relaxes. that, or of course I like going to the footy. I like rugby league, but also AFL is a great passion, whether it's watching South or watching the Hawks. It's a good thing too to turn off and to concentrate on something else for a little while. You've got to find space to have those breaks in order to have that thinking time then becomes clearer, I find, as well.
Well, PM, it's been great having a chat on so many different issues. Thanks for taking the time, and catch up with you again soon.
Thanks so much. Good to catch up in Melbourne. Maybe we'll catch up in Canberra next time.
Thanks for joining us today. Remember, you can write to us anytime at australianpolitics@theguardian.com. We always love hearing from our listeners. This episode was produced by Karishma Luthria, Joe Koning and Camilla Hannan. The executive producer of the podcast is Alison Chan. We'll be back in your feed on Monday afternoon with a bonus episode of the pod. It's a conversation with the Deputy Governor of the Reserve Bank of Australia, Andrew Houser. He spoke to my colleagues Patrick Commons and Luca Itamani about the chances of more interest rate hikes and whether government spending is driving inflation. They also put to him some curly questions from Guardian readers. I'm Tom McElroy. See you next week.